Were there banks and things of that sort? I mean,
they had a credit union that was started, I believe, in 1938 or something like that.
They're affiliated with the company?
And the company furnished the space, the office space for them near the front gate of the plant, where it was convenient for all employees to utilize the credit union, and they borrowed money there, and of course it was member owned, member operated, the credit union was, but the company still sponsored it, furnished the facility for them to use.
What about recreation? Was there any activities or teams or groups that were either organized by the company or supported by the company within the village community?
Well, probably the number one thing that they had going in was the organized baseball league. And this plant, the QB's plant, sponsored a team. The employees helped sponsor this team, and they participated in the Northwest Georgia Textile League. And the community itself worked together in developing a ball field, a baseball field, with board fences around it and everything that was second to none in North Georgia. In fact, they even had a game between the Boston Braves and the Detroit Tigers, an exhibition game there one time that drew nearly 4,000 spectators. In addition to that, the company sponsored bowling leagues. The company provided a swimming pool. All the employees got season passes. If they asked for them, they got season passes to the swimming pool. The children were provided with swimming lessons free of charge. It was just a company-sponsored community recreation facility there that was really, really great. Would use some of that today.
Did the company provide child care and activities for the youth of employees, the employees' children?
They had a child care unit there that provided child care for the women who worked in the plant. And depending on the hours that they worked, sometimes the child care facility was open, I think, until 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And especially during the war, when so many women were working in the plant.
So basically, you had everything you needed within the village. There wasn't that often an occasion arose that you had to venture out into the rest of the world.
It was pretty self-sustaining community. They had their own water treatment plant. The company provided that. The company had its own power plant. I think they even, in some cases, even furnished firewood for the fireplaces in the houses.
Was the village still part of the mill when it closed? Do you know? Or
no, the village was sold. The plant, the company sold the mill village, all the homes in the mill village, in I think it was 1954.
Well, what happened to the houses after the Mill Village sold them? Did the workers have an opportunity to purchase? Were they closed down and uninhabited after that? What happened?
I think the people, the employees who lived in each house had the opportunity to buy that house first. And if they chose not to buy it, then it was offered to other buyers. But they had first option on the home they lived in.
Do you know how many people approximately lived in the Mill Village?
At one point, there were over 2,000.
But that obviously weren't all the people who worked in the mill.
No, there were quite a few outsiders, folks that worked in the plant that lived outside the Mill Village. My parents were some of those.
Okay. How did your family end up at the mill, working in the mill?
Well, I mentioned earlier the company doctor. The first company doctor they had was a Dr. Sewell, and my mother had been a switchboard operator in Center, Alabama, where he was a practicing medical doctor. And Dr. Sewell took that job with the Chittagong Corporation. He arranged for my dad to get a job there too. And that's how they got to Rome, Georgia and the DB's company.
What was your father's... what year did your father go to work at the mill?
He started in 1929.
When the mill opened?
When the mill opened. He ran the first batch of viscose, the syrupy-looking product that I mentioned earlier. He ran the first batch of that.
So that was your father's job in the mill? He mixed the rayon liquid?
He supervised the mixing of it. He was a supervisor.
How long did your father work in the mill?
Until his death in 1958.
Was there a union when he was there?
Yes, there was.
Was he a part of it?
No, he was a salaried employee and was not a member of the union. But the union was very active while he was there.
Do you recall your father ever speaking about any strikes or problems between the union and the management?
Oh, I remember some of the strikes that took place at the plant. One or two that I can remember, there was some violence involved, shooting and broken windshields and cut tires and things like that. But my dad was... I know he was concerned about having to go into work during that time, but because he was a salaried employee, he had to go in. But most of the men, or all the men, respected him and respected his position with the company and knew that he had to do what he had to do. And thankfully, he was safe going to work and back.
Approximately how many hours a week your dad worked, or were the working conditions safe?
The normal work week, I think, was about 40 hours then, or it may have been 48 when he first started, but it was cut down to about 40 hours a week early on in his career with the company. When I worked there, later years, it was still a 40-hour week. So.
What about the working conditions? Was your dad in any danger? Was it a dangerous job? His part of the the process?
Well, it could be dangerous, and in fact, some of the employees in the department he worked in were injured, but my dad never had any problems himself.
Did your mother work in the mill?
No, she never worked there.
How about any other members of your family?
Well, I had my mother's first cousin came to Rome very soon after the plant opened, and my dad helped him get a job there, and in fact he stayed with my mother and dad in the mill village. They lived in one of the new homes. Lived there 4 years, I think, in that home until my dad was from the country and he wanted to move out of town a little ways where he could have chickens and a garden. They couldn't do that in the mill village, and so they moved away from the mill village after about 4 or 5 years.
What year did you go to work in the mill?
1962.
You lived there in the housing that had already been sold?
Yes, I rented a home that had in the past been a mill village home. I rented that home.
What was your job in the mill? What task did you perform?
I worked in the spinning department. That's where we processed the viscose, the syrupy looking product that comes from the department where my dad had worked. We process it into yarn.
What were the working conditions in your department? Was your task a dangerous one?
No, it was not dangerous as such, but we had to be extremely careful about coming in contact with any viscose on our skin. If we did get some of that on our skin, we had to cure it with acid real quick to keep it from burning a big hole in your skin.
And what would the acid do? You put acid on it, what would that do?
It would cure it and turn it white, just like yarn. And of course, you had to wash the acid off then immediately. But there, as far as danger, there was no real problem with danger there. The only thing the department I worked in had to be kept at a high humidity and high temperature to keep the acid that was used in curing the yarn, to keep that acid from crystallizing. If it crystallized, it would cause a problem with the workers getting in their eyes, and also it would affect the yarns, the quality of the yarn. It would destroy the yarn.
It must have been uncomfortable working in that heat.
It was definitely warm. Warm and humid.
Were you a part of the union? I assume the union was still active when you went to work there.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was a member of the union, the AFL-CIO. It was Textile Workers Union of America Division. And, in fact, I was elected chairman of the of my department. We had about 130 employees in our department, and they elected me to represent them with the company.
Were most of the laborers in the company in the union?
Most of them, as far as I know, all of the non-salaried employees were union members. It was kind of like it was expected, I guess. not only by the employees, the other union members, but also the company pretty well expected everybody to join the union.
They supported the union, worked well with the union?
Yes.
Do you remember any strikes that occurred when you were working with the company? Did you take part in any strikes or walkouts?
We had the only strike that I can remember while I was working there was was not actually a strike. It was a work stoppage, or you might call it a wildcat strike. It had to do with working conditions caused by the weather and lack of management to correct the problems that they needed to correct at the time.